FBI Director Christopher Wray is part of a panel testifying today before the Senate Intelligence Committee about worldwide threats.
We are seeing a wide array of very dangerous threats that emanate from the border, and that includes everything from the drug trafficking.
The threats also coming from China, Russia, and North Korea. President Biden pushed a bipartisan border security bill while addressing a room full of mayors at the National League of Cities conference today in D.C.
This bill would save lives, bring order to the border. It has the funds that many of our cities badly need as well.
The U.S. is working to track down Americans trapped in hotels in Haiti as violent gangs take over the island. Reporter Jacqueline Charles is with the Miami Herald.
Port-au-Prince itself is basically landlocked by gangs that control all of the major roads out of the capital.
U.S. diplomats and embassy personnel were evacuated by the U.S. military this weekend. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Seven of the nine people killed in a buggy crash in central Wisconsin Friday were from an Amish community in Virginia. The crash with a tanker truck between Neillsville and Black River Falls is one of the deadliest in Wisconsin history. The only survivor is a two-year-old boy. The presidential campaign returns to Wisconsin this week. President Biden will take his message to Milwaukee on Wednesday.
He's focused on preserving democracy in this country after insurrectionists stormed the Capitol and tried to overturn the free and fair election results, restore Roe versus Wade after Donald Trump appointed Supreme Court justices that overturned it, and keeping the greatest American comeback story going.
White House Communications Director Ben LaBolt speaking to ABC News. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A Western Wisconsin dairy farm has been recognized as having some of the best cheese in the world. According to a WQOW report, Marika Gouda in Thorpe was awarded best in class in three categories at the World Championship Cheese Contest in Madison. Their Young Gouda, Mature Gouda, and Young Golden Gouda all received first place nods with a total of nine cheeses in the top three across seven categories. Ellsworth Cooperative Creamery and Lake Country Dairy also took home best in class awards. A newly amended Chippewa Falls city ordinance looks to crack down on dog neglect in the area. The ordinance pushes for safer outdoor shelters for dogs by providing more specific guidelines for how they can be built, including making sure there's no gaps in the shelter that would allow wind through and keeping the doghouses raised above the ground. Officials say a recent state law passed on the topic was pretty vague and left how the shelters should be formed up in the air. The new guidelines will make it safer for the dogs. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Packers release Aaron Jones. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL free agency, the Packers making several surprise moves. They will sign Raiders running back Josh Jacobs. The 26-year-old has been explosive at times and worked with Packers special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia when the two were with the Raiders. They then informed 29-year-old running back Aaron Jones he's no longer with the team. Jones has been with the Packers the past 7 years. GM Brian Gutekunst calling him last month the heartbeat of our team.
I think, yeah, we're working through all those contacts. That's part of this. We just got the cap number. So now we're kind of like, you know, looking at all those things and how it fits and what's going to be best for our football team.
The Packers also releasing left tackle David Bakhtiari and inside linebacker Devondre Campbell, saving them $40 million off the salary cap. They then signed New York Giants safety Xavier McKinney, a four-year deal worth $68 million. McKinney played for Alabama and was a second-round pick for the Giants in 2020. Packers safety Darnell Savage Jr. is moving on, signing a three-year deal with the Jacksonville Jaguars. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
under mostly sunny skies today will strike highs into the mid-60s. However, winds are becoming a bit breezy, and that's creating a high fire danger risk. With the low humidity and unseasonable warmth, will continue to strike the mid-60s tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball, Tuesday noon to 2, Jay Rothman closes UW Waukesha. We'll continue to follow it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. It's glorious in Madison, Dom. Top down Monday style. How you doing, fella?
Awesome, Crudy. Happy Monday to you, Nate. Work with the board. Thank you, sir. Of course, our fair audience. Happy Monday. We made it through the weekend. Another big week here. Thank you for joining us.
Is it a major accomplishment to survive the weekend? Surviving the week takes more effort than surviving a weekend, does it not?
I would think so, but you'd be surprised, Michael.
Well,
it's
you've
amazing
had
how
some
much
weekends.
You can squeeze into a couple of days and a couple of nights.
You know, Donald Trump was out on the campaign trail this weekend, doing his best. You know, apparently he made bond on Friday and then was out this weekend defaming E. Jean Carroll. I saw a question, you know, how much money does it take to shut Donald J. Trump up? And he put a $91 million bond down on Friday and he broke the terms of his bond by Saturday, and there's no news yet. But I mean, E. Jean Carroll's team can go drop a third defamation suit on this guy. He keeps doing